So we have been discussing for the last 4 days about the constitutional position of the soul. First thing, we have discussed that the living being, this body is not the living being, but the living being is within the body. Just like the motor car is not the driver. The driver is within the motor car. Now, the driver or the soul within the body is immortal. And it is transmigrating from one body to another. So, this transmigration from one body to another is not very good business. Just like if you are living in some apartment and you have to change immediately for another, do not get disgusted. Naturally, we desire that if I get some permanent apartment, it is very good. Actually, we want that. Nobody wants to die. Even a person or living being in the most wretched condition of life, if you propose, then let me kill you, he is not in. Therefore, the psychology is that every living being does not want to die. So, but actually, we are not subjected to death or birth that will be discussed. We have some or other, by chance or by coincidence, we have acquired this material body. Actually, it is not by chance, but we wanted to lord it over the material world. therefore we have got this material body. So everyone in this material world, either human being or animals or birds and beasts, is trying to be the Lord of the universe. Therefore, if we actually want relief from this constant change of transmigration, then we must prepare for that. We have already discussed that we can get our next life as we prepare for it. If I like, I can go to the higher planetary system. If I like, I can go to the lower planetary system. If I like, you can go to the beastly life or godly life. As I desire, I will get. The Lord is situated in my heart, in your heart, and He is working, He's staying, He hasn't got to work, He's staying to see my activities. And He also understands what is my desire. Accordingly, He offers a machine. This is a machine. It is said, Jantra Ruhani Mana. Jantra means machine. So, just like in our car, we can travel here and there. Similarly, on this machine of body, we can go anywhere. So, as human beings, we should know that why I am wandering in so many places, in so many species of life, and in so many planets. Why? Can it not be stopped for a permanent place? This is the consideration. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ei rupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa paya bhakti lata di. The living entity in this way, wandering in different species of life, in different planetary platform. Therefore, this is very disgusting. So if one is fortunate, then he comes in contact with a devotee. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving this opportunity to everyone. We are opening centers all over the world, inviting people to come in our place, understand the philosophy. We have got so many books, and try to save yourself from this botheration of repetition of birth and death. In order to execute this business, apparently there is little difficulty. Just like we prescribe to our members no intoxication. No intoxication, one who is habituated to drink, to smoke, to drink coffee, tea, etc. He feels some discomfort. Similarly, we say no meat eating. So those who are meat eaters, they will find little difficulty to give up this hari. Similarly, we say no illicit sex. But one who is habituated for this illicit sex life, he feels some difficulty. So there are so many things. In the beginning, it appears to be little difficult. Actually, it is not difficult, but because we are habituated, we feel difficult. So, if you are actually anxious and serious to stop this repetition of birth and death, then we must take to Krishna consciousness. Because without Krishna consciousness, nobody can stop the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna advises in this verse that accept this little difficulty. Actually, there is no difficulty, but because we are practiced, in the beginning we find little difficulty. Therefore, here Krishna says, "Janghina bhavanti ete," all these so-called difficulties, if they do not bother or give some pain to a person, all these difficulties, just like I am feeling difficult, I am habituated to smoke, now I am forbidden not to smoke, so I am feeling difficulty. So therefore Krishna says, so although it is not difficulty, but although one feels difficulty, still he sticks to the principle, then he becomes fit for going back to home. So, Indriyani Pramathani, in the Bhagavad Gita I'll find, our senses are very strong, like mad snakes. There is some statement in Vedic literature, Indriya Kala Sattva Patuli. Indriya, the senses are just like dreadful snakes. But there is a means to subdue this snake. It is said, Indriya Kala Sattva Patuli Pratkhata Namaskar. Means the snake may be very dangerous, but somehow or other, if you take out its poison tree, then it is no more dangerous. The snake is dangerous on account of the poison tree. So if somehow or other the poison tree is extricated, then the snake is no more dangerous. Mm-hmm. So our strong senses, snake-like senses, can we direct of the poison tea by accepting Krishna consciousness? So, the simple method offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. He says personally, Cheto Dharpuna Mahajanam Bhava Mahadavadhi Nidvapanam means, by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, your heart will be cleansed. And as soon as your heart is cleansed, you can feel everything in its proper order. So when the heart is cleansed, we can understand our real position and how we are suffering and how to take steps against this suffering. This is called Bhava Mahadava Minidvapana, extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. In this verse, it is mentioned again, Dhiram. Dhiram means very sober. In the beginning, Krishna said, Dhira Satanamuyati. Dhira means one who is sober. He is not dhira. So, dhira means that although there is a cause of disturbance, one is not disturbed. Although there is cigarette, but I should promise I shall not smoke. Although there is facility for illicit sex, I will not do it. That is called dhira. Dhira means the cause of agitation or disturbance is present there, but one is not disturbed. So, in order to advance in spiritual life, we have to become dhira. That is said here. Samal dukkha sukhama dhira. As soon as one becomes dhira, sober, these so-called material pains and pleasure does not disturb me. Then he is fit for becoming immortal. Everyone is immortal, but he is fallen in such material condition that he thinks himself as mortal. Because I am spirit soul, that was the basic injunction, the field. Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, means I am as good as the Supreme Being, means He is eternal, I am also eternal. He is also living being, I am also living being. This is meant, that means qualitatively we are one, God and we. But quantitatively he is great, we are small. So we have to realize this, that we can become eternal, immortal, all qualified like God if we get out of these material clutches. And for this, we have to become zero. Zero means, I'm already explained, not to be disturbed. Even the cause of disturbance is there. So that is the qualification of becoming immortal. So, little tolerance of the sensation, just like there is some sensation, if you have got some itches, then you are feeling that I should eat. But if you stop eating, this will be cured. And if you go on eating, it will increase. So eating, anyone who has got some experience of eating, eating is very pleasing at the time of eating. But at next time, it is not very pleasing. It has created so many disturbing conditions. That was Shastra said that we should try to control the eating of our senses. Then he is zero. And as soon as you become zero, you are the first class candidate for going back to home next time. So there is method, there is practice, there is process. If you like, you can adopt them. Actually, there is no difficulty. And solve all the problems of your life. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand and adopt it. Any question?
That
is that I have already explained, that although you have got the God's qualities, but you are very small. Just like a big fire and the sparks of the fire. Similarly, God is big fire and we are like sparks of the fire. When the sparks come down from the fire, it becomes extinguished. So because we are very small, I have already given you the dimension, as soon as we become out of the big fire, in touch with God, then we become extinguished. Some or other, if you are again go to the fire, you have your original illuminating quality, the spark. So at the present moment, somehow or other, being fallen in this material condition, we have lost our godly qualities. We can cure that, just like a diseased man lost his appetite, But by treatment, he can again awaken his appetite and eat properly. So, we being very small, we may say a small God, therefore, we fall under the clutches of Maya, illusion, but it can be cured, we can again revive our original position. No, the soul is part of Buddha. Lord is the super soul. So therefore, yoga practice means the soul wants to find out the super soul. The yogi, the real yogi, not bogus yogis. Real yogi, they want to meditate upon the super soul. The super soul and the soul, they are sitting on the same tree, the body. The super soul is simply witnessing the activity of the soul and giving sanction for all his mischievous activities. But the soul is suffering the sequence or the result of his activities. The super soul is simply witness. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Anumanta upodrashta. Anumanta means without God's sanction, without super soul sanction, you cannot do anything. But because he persists, the soul persists to do something, super soul says, all I can do at your own this. Just like a thief is going to steal, the super soul is on an indulgence. Because without God's sanction, he cannot steal. But when the thief persists, then he says, all right, you do at your risk. This is the position of the super soul and the soul. Yes, he creates. He's thinking in his own way. Therefore, he's creating a situation which will be moderation for him. Poison? Yes. Since because we have come to the poisonous condition, the senses have become poisonous. Just like if you go to an area where there is infectious disease, you contaminate. And suffer from the disease. So So it is your duty not to go to such a place where there is contamination. It is up to you. You create your own situation. Suffering or enjoying.
If we have not fully achieved the perfection, then how can the soul achieve the perfection and achieve that you have to be Christ so many times to achieve the perfection?
Hey, there is no argument. If you are diseased, it's only cure.
Did he tell you that? So you got
it? If you take the proper medicine and treatment, that's all. Disease is not hopelessness. Otherwise, why the people go for treatment to a physician? Similarly, out of ignorance you are now in this miserable condition. But if you become treated by a bona fide spiritual master, then you will be cured. Originally, every one of us pure. Now, by material condition, we are now contaminated. But there is process to get out of this material contamination, then again we become pure. And as soon as it becomes pure, there is no more birth, death, old age and disease. Finished. Just become Krishna conscious and Maya will not touch you. Just like you take injection, vaccine, and the infection will not touch
you.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vayi jesa gunamayi mama maya duraptaya. Find out this word. Māmi vaja prabhadrante māyāmi tāṁ saraṁ pite. Seventh chapter. Any other question? Yes. You have to think of Krishna. What did he say? Question? Symptom? He's chanting Hare Krishna. Unless one is Krishna conscious, why he will take they travel 24 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the symptom. The symptom is further explained that as soon as you see one man and he remembers Krishna, that means he is Krishna conscious. So our men, wherever they go, people say, Hare Krishna. By seeing him only. Therefore the man is Krishna conscious. This is the proof. That is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By seeing one person, you remember Krishna, that person is Krishna conscious. He wants to enjoy his material enjoyment. Just like everyone is going to the restaurant or eating something palatable, but we are not going. Somebody is going to cinema, but you are not going to the cinema. Surely there are two kinds of men. One is attracted, one is not attracted. Those who are not attracted, they are called Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated. And those who are being attracted, they are called Nitya Vagha, eternally conditioned. So you will find always two classes of men. So one is attracted, one is not attracted. In the spiritual world, the number of liberated persons is many, many times greater than this condition. So just like the prison house and outside the prison house, the population outside the prison house, their number is very great. But within the prison house, there are small number, criminals. So there are innumerable living entities. Out of them, some of them become attracted to this material enjoyment, others not. So one who does not want to serve Krishna and wants to serve his senses, he is put into this material world. And he's given all facilities to enjoy, but he becomes entangled. This is the position. Yes.
How do we develop the host for service?
If you are serious, you come to us, I shall teach you. If you want to be learned man, you must go to school. You cannot learn at home. Anything more?
How do you feel the chant vibration of the soul?
How can you feel you are dreaming in a different land? Only at night when you dream, you forget your this, all everything. Your father and mother, your home, address, you are in a different place. Again, in daytime, you forget your dreaming land, you come to another place. This is transcendence. He creates somebody and he sees differently. This is transcendence. Where every day, every night, we are experiencing transmigration. But we have no intelligence to understand. Therefore, tad-jigyanatham sa-guru-meva-vidakche, you have to go to a bona fide guru and he will make you understand things. Samadhi? And just like if you fully absorb in some thought, that is called samadhi. That is samadhi. If you become absorbed in thought of Krishna, that is samadhi. That's all right. Love it.